This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Noelia Siguero Seals. Date of birth, June the 1st, 1967. Case ID number is 494-8090. Date of exam, October the 13th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes, medical records from family care specialist dated 11/18/21 and a Social Security questionnaire dated 2022. Identifying information. This is a 56-year-old divorced female with one daughter who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of coronary artery bypass surgery times 4 with multiple stents placement, comma, high blood pressure / hypertension, comma, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, and anxiety / depression. The claimant is presently unemployed and her last employment date was in 2021, where she worked as a provider for 10 years. She also worked with Smith Klein Laboratories for 1 year and Pep Boys for 2 months. She states when she worked as a provider, she worked 2 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her granddaughter and states that she was receiving disability benefits for 8 years, but then it was discontinued. Allegation number one, coronary artery bypass surgery times 4 with a history of multiple stent placement. Number 2, high blood pressure / hypertension. Number 3, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Number 4, hypercholesterolemia. And number 5, anxiety / depression. History of allegation, coronary artery bypass surgery times 4 with a history of multiple stent placement. The claimant states that in 2018, she presented to Valley Baptist Medical Center and was hospitalized for 1 week after having 2 myocardial infarctions. Previously, in 2009 in Dallas, she had had 5 stents placed in her heart, but eventually had to have a coronary artery bypass surgery with open heart surgery, which was performed on March the 19th, 2019. The claimant states that she presented to the hospital with a stabbing pain in her chest located on the left side of her chest, which radiated up to her left arm. She states that she would receive or have the pain for 15 minutes every other day. She states that exertion would exacerbate her condition, and sometimes she had chest pain even when she was resting. She denies any relation with the food intake. The claimant states that chest pain is relieved by taking 2 nitroglycerin tablets and resting. She denies any benefit from taking antacids. Her symptoms include shortness of breath, comma, palpitations, comma, diaphoresis, comma, nausea, comma, and dizziness. She denies any vomiting. Her risk factors include hypertension, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, positive family history of heart disease, comma, history of smoking, comma, menopause, comma, and hypercholesterolemia. The claimant denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, comma, gastritis, comma, hiatal hernia, comma, biliary disease, comma, pancreatitis, comma, esophagitis, comma, pulmonary emboli or costal chondritis. She does have symptoms of congestive heart failure and states that she has continual shortness of breath with pedal edema and has to sleep with 5 pillows at night. She was diagnosed with severe coronary artery disease, atherosclerosis, coronary artery bypass surgery times four, with left ventricular hypertrophy and an ejection fraction of 55 to 60%. The claimant has had two myocardial infarctions, congestive heart failure, and has had and multiple stent placement times five. Her physician is Dr. Bashil Al-Karoumi. Allegation number two, high blood pressure. The claimant states that in 2009, she was having symptoms of chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, and parietal headaches with blurred vision. The claimant has had in-organ damage of myocardial infarction in 2009 and also in 2018, and has had a history of coronary artery bypass surgery times three. She denies any cerebral vascular accidents or nephropathy, although she states that she is complaining of left upper and lower extremity hemiparesis at this time. She also denies any problems with nephropathy. Her blood pressure at this visit was 135 over 76 mmHg. She is presently taking carvedilol 3.125 milligrams BID, nitrostat 0.4 milligrams sublingually PRN for chest pain, and no other medications at this time. Her condition appears to be stable. Allegation number three, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2008, she was having symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, and a weight loss of 30 pounds. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, comma, nephropathy, comma, but has had diabetic polyneuropathy of the hands, feet with numbness, and also atherosclerotic coronary artery vascular disease. She checks her blood glucose two times per day and states that it usually comes out between 300 to 500 mg/dL. Her reading today was 202. The claimant last hemoglobin A1C was 8.8, and before that time was 7.0%. She is presently taking metformin 1,000 milligrams BID, Novolog mix 70/30, 35 units BID, Ozempic 1 milligram. Q-week, pioglitazone 15 milligrams QD, her condition appears to be well controlled with fairly good normal hemoglobin A1Cs at this time. Number four, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that on July the 12th, 2022, she was diagnosed with hypercholesterolemia. Her cholesterol level was normal at 151, and her triglyceride level was above 328. Her LDL was 72. The claimant has had two myocardial infarctions, but she denies any cerebral vascular accidents at this time. She is presently taking rosuvastatin 10 milligrams and atorvastatin 40 milligrams QD. She was told to follow up with her physician to evaluate the need for two medications for cholesterol. Allegation number five, anxiety / depression. The claimant states that in 2007, the claimant was having suicidal ideation, but denies any suicidal attempts. She states that she suffers from crying spells, sadness, increased appetite, insomnia, decreased concentration, decreased energy, decreased motivation, and feeling worthless. The claimant states when she was 15, she tried to run away from her house. Her mother abused her emotionally and physically. And the claimant has never recovered from her anxiety and depression. Family history. If her father died at the age of 65 from cirrhosis of the liver and renal failure. Her mother had a coronary artery bypass surgery times 4 and died in her 70s from complications. Medications. Metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID. Rosuvastatin, 10 milligrams QD. Aspirin, 81 milligrams POQD. Hydrocodone, 10 milligrams / acetaminophen, 325 milligram, 1 tablet BID. Zolpidem, 10 milligrams QHS. Ibuprofen, 800 milligrams TID. Novolog mix, 70-30, 35 units BID. Clotrimazole-betamethasone, 1%-0.05%, apply BID to skin. Ozempic, 1 milligram / dose of the 4 milligram / 3 milliliters, 1 milligram Q-week. Level thyroxine, 100 micrograms QD. Pioglitazone, 15 milligrams QD. Vascepa, 1 gram, 2 capsules BID. Naproxen, 500 milligrams BID. Albuterol sulfate, HFA, 90 micrograms / actuation, 2 puffs QID. Symbicort, 160 micrograms - 4.5 micrograms per actuation, 1 puff BID. Tramadol, 50 milligrams BID. PRN is needed for pain. Carvedilol, 3.125 milligrams BID. Hydroxyzine, hydrochloride, 25 milligrams BID. Brilinta, 90 milligrams BID. Lamotrigine, 150 milligrams, 2 tablets QD. D-amphetamine salt combo, 20 milligrams QD. Alprazolam, 2 milligrams TID. Nitrostat, 0.4 milligrams sublingually PRN for chest pain. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams QD. Citalopram, 40 milligrams QD. And risperidone, 2 milligrams QHS. Medical problems. Mild left upper extremity hemiparesis, hypertension, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, opioid dependence, myocardial infarction times 2, severe coronary artery disease, hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, hypothyroidism, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, lumbar sacral back pain, comma, diabetic polyneuropathy, comma, angina with coronary artery arteriosclerosis, comma, cervical disc disorder, comma, obesity, comma, major surgeries, coronary artery bygraft surgery times 4 in 2018 with a history of 5 stent placement in 2009, history of ectopic tubal pregnancy, social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes every 3 days for 5 years. Alcohol, the claimant states she drinks socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 164 pounds, height 5 feet, 1 and 3 fourths inches tall, BP 135 over 76 mmHg, heart rate 75 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, BMI 31, general. This is a 56-year-old female who appears to be much older than her stated age and is in acute distress at this time. She appears to be having difficulty breathing and appears to be very fatigued. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleral icterus was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be mildly abnormal with questionable retinal bleeds noted. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have multiple missing teeth at this time. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light and extraocular movements were intact. Her pupils did appear to be somewhat constricted at this time. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields was grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. Could you please drop down to cardiovascular after the last sentence? There is a 26-centimeter midline vertical scar where open heart surgery was performed. Could you please drop down to lungs? Lungs were cleared to auscultation and percussion bilaterally. No thoracic abnormalities were noted on the rib cage. The claimant does appear to be in respiratory distress at this time and has difficulty in catching her breath and appears to be fatigued. Could you please drop down to extremities? The claimant had clubbing and cyanosis on all of her fingernails. No ulcers or veins were noted, as well as no pitting edema. Calves were non-tender and the Holman sign was negative. Skin. The claimant appeared to have multiple diabetic dermatosis and multiple signs of uncontrolled diabetes. Could you please drop down to neurological. The claimant was alert but was not oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was depressed and sad for the time. She did not have clear thought processes and her memory was poor. Concentration was poor and she was not oriented to time, place, person, or situation. Reflexes of the patella were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. She was unable to perform a heel-to-shin exam secondary to weakness, but the Romer sign was negative. Could you drop down to a muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms, but some tenderness with the left upper extremity. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. However, the claimant was not able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and but decreased strength of both knees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. The claimant was cooperative, but did not give a very good effort. Could you drop down to neurological? Grip strength is +3/5 bilaterally. The claimant is unable to pinch or oppose fingers with the left hand, secondary to weakness. Cranial nerves 2-3 are grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at +2. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is evidence of muscle wasting, but no muscle spasms. Muscle strength is +3/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal for the left side and decrease for the right side. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. However, the claimant does appear to have a left upper extremity weakness. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk with moderate difficulty. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at +3/5, especially on the left side. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is moderately to severely restricted. On examination, the claimant shows evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and some limitations in her visual acuity. She was able to communicate fairly well with some limitations secondary to decreased cognitive function, and does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment secondary to severe fatigue and shortness of breath from heart disease. Probable diagnoses: coronary artery bygraft surgery times 4 with placement of 5 stents. Confirm with physical examination. The claimant appears to be in some acute distress and does not appear to be stable at this time. Number 2, high blood pressure / hypertension being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 135 over 76 mmHg, which appears to be normal. Allegation number 3, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus being treated at this time. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 8.1, and the one before that was 7.0, which is fairly well controlled, although she states her blood glucose levels have been high. Number 4, hypercholesterolemia being treated at this time. The claimant has had 2 myocardial infarctions and may have had a small cerebral vascular accident with mild left hemiparesis. Number 5, anxiety / depression. Confirmed with physical examination. The claimant at this time is taking multiple medications for anxiety and appears to be fairly stable. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Noelia Siguero Seals.